Spout till you have drenched our steeples, drowned the cocks. You sulphurous and thought-executing fires, vaunt couriers of oak-cleaving thunderbolts. Singe my white head, and thou, all-shaking thunder, strike flat the thick rotundity of the world. Crack nature's molds, all germains spill at once that makes ingrateful man.
Oh, Nuncle, port holy water in a dry house is better than this rain water out a door. Good Nuncle in, ask thy daughter's blessing. Here's a night pities neither wise men nor fools.
Rumble thy bellyful, spit fire, spout rain. Nor rain, wind, thunder, fire are my daughters. I tax not you, you elements, with unkindness. I never gave you kingdom, called you children. You owe me no subscription. Then let fall your horrible pleasure. Here I stand, your slave, a poor, infirm, weak, and despised old man. But yet I call you servile ministers that will, with two pernicious daughters, join your high engendered battles against a head so old and white as this. Ho, ho, 'tis foul.
He that has a house to put his head in has a good headpiece. The codpiece that will house before the head has any, the head and he shall louse. So beggars marry many. The man that makes his toe what he his heart should make shall of a corn cry woe and turn his sleep to wake. For there was never yet fair woman but she made mouths in a glass.
Enter Kent in disguise.
No, I will be the pattern of all patience. I will say nothing.
Who's there?
Marry his grace and a codpiece. That's a wise man and a fool.
Alas, sir, are you here? Things that love night love not such nights as these. The wrathful skies gallow the very wanderers of the dark and make them keep their caves. Since I was man, such sheets of fire, such bursts of horrid thunder, such groans of roaring wind and rain, I never remember to have heard. Man's nature cannot carry the affliction nor the fear.
Let the great gods that keep this dreadful putter o'er our heads find out their enemies now. Tremble, thou wretch, that hast within thee undivulged crimes, unwhipped of justice. Hide thee, thou bloody hand, thou perjured, and thou similar of virtue that art incestuous. Caitiff, to pieces shake, that under covert and convenient seeming has practiced on man's